Question for Scott. One of the things that you've mentioned in some of your videos is that how we do work will change. Our relationship with home, office, travel, transit to work, et cetera. But, you know, when we work at home, it isn't as fun, and we miss the positive benefits of peer interaction. In your world of how, when we do come out of this, how do we bring the joy back in work if we aren't all in the office together?
I think you're going to see a lot of A-B work shifts where the B, if you will, or the time we spend in the office will be especially focused on culture building and some of that joy and some of that interaction, that some of the positive, and there can be an emphasis on the positive when we get together, if you will, that we'll have more team building activities. You're also going to see the strong get stronger, and that is organizations like big tech that's younger will have a greater advantage because they will be able to, I don't want to say more promiscuous with the workforce, but there's just this poses a different level of threat for an older workforce versus a younger workforce, such that you're going to see more young people leave traditional firms at even a faster clip, just as everyone's talking about furloughs and layoffs. Google, Facebook, and Amazon are hiring like crazy. And if you're a 28-year-old who's single, that Google cafeteria has never been more attractive. So I think, one, you're going to see a greater investment in team building and more joyous activity at work for when people are in the office. And two, you're going to see a further exodus from people from traditional firms to younger firms with much younger workforces in the capital to create safe places for young people to interact, to meet spouses, girlfriends, husbands. Because the majority of people are kind of the number one place outside of college that people establish relationships is at work. So unfortunately, I think it's only going to supercharge or co-charge this migration of financial and human capital to the most successful firms.
Scott, we had the president of Brown University on the call last week, and I asked her the question, what will the university do when it finds out that one or some of its students decided to go have a personal gathering off campus where they weren't being, I'll call it, physical or social distancing? I'm wondering, you know, so far society, at least in some places, we've been very good about physical and social distancing. But as we open up, there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand to touch, violate some of those social mores. How do you think that's going to play out in the real world with real kids who have been drinking? How is this going to play?
So as long as there's alcohol and young people continue to exist, there will be an extreme lack of social distancing. That's just not going to, the notion that somehow those norms are going to change, I don't see that happening. What I do see happening is that I have 170 kids registered for brand strategy who are supposed to go up to 10-1 and sit elbow to elbow. I don't see that happening. So we're going to have to operate under the assumption that off hours, young people will continue to take wonderful risks with their person and their time that maybe older generations wouldn't take. And I think to assume that there's going to be a dramatic shift in culture or activity I'm not a sociologist. I just got an email from Jonathan Haidt, who's listening to this. I'd love to hear what he has to say. But I think the onus is going to be placed on the administration around what they can control during campus hours. Because I think during off-campus hours, we're going to continue to see a lack of distancing.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.